from Shabazz. A lot of folks didn't realize that he started using Shabazz later on. He didn't use X as long as most people thought he did. And the reasoning behind the X is because he was raised as Malcolm Little, and the belief that because of slavery, his true ancestry was stolen, and that Little was the name given to him by white oppressors. This is a belief that went through the Nation of Islam. And that's why people that joined the Nation of Islam tend to change their names to more Afrocentric names. Or in his case, he just X'd out his last name completely until he settled on the name Shabazz. His wife, his widow, Betty Shabazz, uses the last name Shabazz, and his children do as well. But this neighborhood, he came to Harlem after being raised in a very racist southern neighborhood where his parents really believed in the teachings of Marcus Garvey, which was a separatist slant, saying that we should be separated from Caucasian Americans, maybe go back to Africa, that kind of stuff, you know. They became so politically active that they began to receive threats. They really believed that although his father's death was deemed an accident, he was actually killed by white supremacists. Eventually, his mother was institutionalized, so he was left to be raised by relatives and on his own. So when he came to Harlem, he did what a lot of young kids do. He entered a life of crime, drugs, prostitution, all these things that eventually landed him in prison. And that's where he found the Nation of Islam. And when he got out of the Nation of out of prison, he came back to Harlem and began to give speeches and to teach. Long story short, he began to become disillusioned with the Nation of Islam and decided to leave and to form his own, you know, organization. They didn't like that very much. Besides that, he'd become way too popular, and the press always wanted photos of him as opposed to their leaders. So as a result, he was assassinated by the Nation of Islam here in Harlem by the very organization that he joined to become a civil rights leader. You'll find that in a lot of these stories, civil rights leaders came to blows on a lot of issues because they had different methods of trying to fight the cause.
And now Malcolm X Boulevard is also called Lenox Avenue, is
yes.
it?
Yes. It is also called Lenox Avenue.
Yeah.
Lenox Avenue is usually what the street is referred to in probably a lot of the books that you guys read in this area, because obviously Malcolm X Boulevard was an honorary title that was given to this street later. But this has historically always been Lenox Avenue, and a very, very major thoroughfare
in Harlem. Do you know the origin of the name Lenox?
Named after James Lenox. He is the philanthropist and bibliophile who gave so much money to the New York Public Library.
Okay.
That's where Lenox Library also comes from. Yeah. Same philanthropist.
And Lenox Avenue obviously is the main setting for the book Jazz by Toni Morrison, which I believe you guys did read this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that a fantastic book?
Yeah.
It won her the Nobel Prize. Toni Morrison has won so many prizes, it's pretty much impossible to list them off. But in addition to the Nobel Prize for Literature for that book, she has also won a Pulitzer Prize for Literature. I believe that was for Beloved. And she's also been awarded the President of Freedom. And if you all wanted to take her class at Princeton, I think we could probably just go jump into the Hudson River and swim across, and we'll all have a fun time.
It's just across the water.
It's just across the water, a little south. So we'd have to like be swept down through the current a little bit. But, you know, we can all get out on the beach, shake ourselves off. I'm sure it won't be freezing cold at all. And then we'll all go take a class with Toni Morrison. It'll be great.
She's teaching there at the moment, is she?
Yeah, she's actually, I don't know about at the moment. It's a Sunday. She's probably chilling out. She's Professor Emeritus at, I'm never sure if I'm pronouncing that word correctly.
Emeritus?
Emeritus, thank you. Professor Emeritus at Princeton University for their MFA writing program.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So she's not too far from us. You know, she's hanging out with us right now in spirit.
Yeah,
right. Did you want to read your quote from
Yeah, Jazz? Certainly. Do you mind if I give you my sandwich? So just to give you a little bit of a taste of Lenox Avenue and the feeling that the Harlem Renaissance version of Lenox Avenue really was about, from Jazz, she says, "Breathing hurts in weather that cold, but whatever the problems of being winterbound in the city, they put up with them, because it is worth anything to be on Lenox Avenue, safe from the fays and the things they think up, where the sidewalks, snow-covered or not, are wider than the main roads of the towns where they were born in, and where perfectly ordinary people can stand at a stop, board a streetcar, give the man a nickel, and ride that car to wherever you want, wherever you please to go. Though you don't please to go too many places. Because everything you want is right where you are. The church, the store, the party, the women, the men, the post box, but no high schools, the furniture store, but no banks, the beauty parlors, the barber shops, the juke joints, the ice wagons, the rag collections, the pool halls, the open food markets, the number runners, and every club, organization, society, group, brotherhood, sisterhood, and association imaginable.
Very good. Beautiful. Fantastic.
So,
nicely read.
Joined us on this side of the street.